This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what influenced the cattle market today?
Well, I think the early influence to the downside, Leslie, was the simple fact that we've had a nice run to the upside, and I believe some profit-taking hit us on the beginning of today's session. Now, it also kept the feeder cattle under pressure the rest of the session, but our live cattle managed to start to recover, being led by the front contract of April, which is tied to the cash market, which saw that higher cash last week, and it allowed those live cattle to have a positive close. Now, boxed beef was $1.12 higher on choice, $1.64 higher on selects, moved a total of 77 loads, saw an estimated cattle kill today of 108,000 head. On the close, April live cattle were 65 cents higher, June cattle up 5 cents, April feeder cattle 25 lower, May feeders down 80 cents, and June lean hogs $1.05 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
It's the 43rd annual OBI Bull Test Sale, Thursday, March 26th at the OBI Test Station, 8 miles west of Stillwater, Oklahoma, on Highway 51. The sale gets underway at noon, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. About 195 bulls will be up for sale, including 120 Angus, 60 Herefords, 11 Brangus, and 2 Simmentals, plus 40 open and bred heifers. For more information and catalog requests, call Tim Stidham, 405-624-1181, or call 405-742-4553.
Tom, what are the influencing factors in the grain market?
Well, Leslie, it's just hard to explain, but we don't really have any fresh news out there once again. Now, I know Friday and Monday we had upside. There was not a lot of news. Today we saw only the corn hold positive while wheat and soybeans were lower. Really no fresh news. We did see a weekly report on the crop condition ratings that showed some 4% improvement both in Oklahoma and Texas. That might have been a little bit of the problem for wheat, but I think we also saw corn-wheat spreading that also put pressure on the wheat today. We did see on the close the May KC wheat down 9.25 cents, July KC down 9 cents, May Chicago wheat closed 10.5 lower, the May corn was up 3 cents, July corn up 3.25, May soybeans down 1.75 cents, July beans down 1.5 cents, and May cotton down 14 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up for the Radio Oklahoma Network.